Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. We will do our best to answer it. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Final hour of the show, as always, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Plenty of phone lines available if you want to jump on hold. And literally any question, whatever question you have in your mind right now, you can call a radio station and ask it. We'll start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Mike.
Vax by chance. Did either one of y'all get a chance to see Sinners yet?
No, not yet.
We're going. Me and my wife are going to see it. We're going to see it.
Hey, man, look, Randy, stay to the end. Don't leave. Stay to the end. But Smoke and Stat, Michael B. Jordan, man, that's a good movie. But stay to the end. But my question is,
oh, the post credit scene. Okay.
Yes. Definitely stay to the end.
Okay. After the got it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right, I got you.
Yeah. But it's a good scene. But in my 20s, Randy, you remember the private stocks with the little riddles in the top in the bill? I had some buddies pop that top off with their lighter. I tried it and ripped the back of my knuckles off of my thumb. So I ain't do that no more. Hey, I used to buy some, Randy, but I saw that white meat. That was it for me. But did y'all know how to do that or hit that little whistle like, sheep? My coach, one of my football coaches, he could do it loud. I've never been able to do that, but that's my deal with y'all today, man.
All right, Mike. What was Mike asking about? Was he popping a beer open with a lighter?
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
Okay.
And damn near cut his head. I have never been able to do that. I'm so fascinated by people who can do it.
I've never had a lighter.
Yes. I'm so fascinated by people who can do it.
But, like, there's a lot of different ways people open beers.
Yes.
Do you have any creative beer opening methods?
I pop side my teeth like this.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
See, okay.
Yes.
That's aggressive.
Yeah, I could do it.
It's an aggressive move.
Yeah, that's how I do. Like, whenever.
All that dental work?
Yep. When I have a Corona
uh-huh.
or something like
right,
that.
Anything that you need a bottle opener for? Really, you just bite it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Come right off.
I had a buddy that would take a twist top and you kind of put it in your arm.
Blab.
Fat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you twist your arm and it'll twist the top off. I'm trying to think of some other ones. You ever have those sandals with the thing on the bottom of them?
I have a pair of them.
You do? You really?
I did not know that they had it on there.
You got a bottle opener on the sandals?
Yeah, because I had bought some thong flip-flops.
Yeah.
By mistake.
The ones that like go between your toe?
By mistake. And I was like, I don't want these things. And I looked up. I was like, what the hell is this part underneath it? Yeah, it was the bottle opener.
Okay. Thing.
I've never worn it before. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
very
pretty
strange
cool.
invention. That is. Y'all not think that's very strange?
What's that?
I don't know. To open the bottle, you basically open a bottle with your feet.
Yeah.
The bottom
of
your foot.
I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I had no clue when.
I get the convenience of having a fun little flip flop we take to the beach, bottle opener.
Right.
But
no, I get the novelty of it and why people might do it for like a beach trip. But yeah, when you think about it, you really are putting the bottom of your shoe onto your beer.
Yes, you are.
And then you're drinking it. I try to do the thing like you do it like on the counter, pop it on the counter, but it always breaks the bottle.
Too many bottles.
Yeah, it always breaks the bottle.
And that's another one I think it's cool as hell when you go, plick
them. Yeah, no, it is.
Yes.
When someone can just casually pop a beer open in an unconventional way,
yes,
it's pretty cool.
You've done the pop one beer bottle open with the other?
Can't do that either.
I've seen people do it.
I've seen people do it.
I've not been able to do it.
I've never done it.
If I were to show you how to open it with a lighter, would you stop doing it with your teeth?
Yes.
Because that makes me cringe just thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't want you to pop a crown out.
This is right there on the back. On the
break a tooth.
It's a molar.
Yeah.
You never know, man.
It's quick, fast, and hurry, dog.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It's in, bend, out.
I'm just saying. I would hate for it to go. Yeah. It only takes once.
Yeah, I know.
It takes a long time.
I've been popping bottles a long time, Bunk.
It's the straw that breaks the camel's back, you know?
Yeah, I've been popping bottles a long time.
You guys got any good whistles?
Cannot do it. Never have.
Now, you can whistle.
I can whistle, but I can't do it like that with that.
You know who thinks whistling is great but can't do it? Jack.
There's nothing there's
really
nothing
likes.
Nothing funny than.
He's like, whoo, hoo, hoo.
There's nothing funny than that. Nothing funny than that.
I really want to have one of those loud coach whistles, but I can't do it. Yeah. One of these days.
You're going to spit all over the microphone, huh?
Oh, I mean, this mic's completely ruined. It's disgusting. It's covered in brown gunk.
Yeah.
Mo probably is in Columbus, I would assume.
Hey, man, y'all messed up my whole questions because y'all started talking about things, and I'm like, you know what? I have suggestions here. Number one, Bo is a bartender. I used to be a bartender. There's so many easy ways to pop a bottle. I can literally fold up a piece of paper and pop a top off a Corona easily.
Okay.
And Andy and Randy, Bo can show y'all. It's just a matter of the grip and the pop from the other side. Nonetheless, I had a show suggestion for Randy. Randy, I got you with Watson and the Pit. I got another one for you.
Okay.
Culprits.
Who?
It's called Culprits. Now, it's on Disney Plus. If you got the right apps and you can get to it, it's called Culprits.
Culprits. Okay.
I ain't gonna give no spiller alerts.
Okay.
As a foot soldier, y'all were talking about the other day lining up Jax with an X on Peachtree. And as a foot soldier, I just want to be in that number.
Fair enough.
Somebody's birthday. Damn.
Come on.
All right,
Mo.
We're going to have to come back to it tomorrow, Mo.
Wifey was sick, so I just want y'all to tell her to get better. So when I play the replay, she can hear y'all say it.
Get well soon. Get well soon, Mo's wifey.
Wifey. Get well soon.
There you have it.
Appreciate it.
All right. Not a question to be found.
Not a question to be damn found.
Now, I'm thankful Mo listens and calls, and I love every bit of it. But it is the AMA. And if anyone would know that, it would be Mo.
It would be damn Mo.
A lot of time spent not asking a question there. Carl's in Austell. Hey, Carl.
How you doing?
All right.
I'd like to know how much money that the Falcons owe Kirk Cousins, and how much of that money can be taken on by some other team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
There
you have it.
It's $27 million.
I think it's because he got the 10.
Yep,
so it's 27 remaining. So $37 million this year.
And another, yeah.
All of it could be taken
all
on
of
by
it,
another
all
team
of it can
if
be
they
taken.
Were willing to.
If they want to. It's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. No, a team could take on every last penny of it if they wanted to do that.
Yes.
The negotiation is going to be how much can you get a team to take.
That's it.
If you can get a team to take any.
Yeah. That's my only thing. It's like, if you're telling me that they can, and that was the initial report, that they want somebody to take $20 million out of that, it's not happening.
No, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's an unlikely scenario.
Yeah.
But yeah, they owe him that, and then after they pay him that, then that'll be that.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I don't think then it went down with maybe 10. I don't think they're going to do 10. Why?
No. I mean, I think, honestly, I don't know. I don't even want to say this. Donald's in Jonesboro. Hey, Donald.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, we can hear you. We got you.
So I wanted to comment about the Hawks. You guys were talking about a little while ago, a lot of the teams that's not far away. With if Jalen Johnson come back and these guys can stay healthy with Trey, you know, you got Zachary Regency. I think he's going to be a star. Jalen Johnson's going to be a star. Dyson Daniels is going to be a star. So look at the guys that he have. I like Zachary Richardson. Mm-hmm. The other guy, the Creighton.
Okay.
And the Hawks got a good core. So they have the money to spend. Let's say if they get somebody like, they don't have to get a star center, you know, but somebody like maybe a Brook Lopez or somebody like that. And then go out and spend that money to get another piece. I just see where they'll be farther than they were when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals a few years ago. I just think the Hawks are ready that they stay healthy, and we keep adding to this and quit taking the pieces away from
them. Okay.
I like it.
Now, look, the only place to go from the Eastern Conference Finals is the Finals.
Yes.
I'm just going to say, just my opinion out there, that I don't think Brook Lopez is the difference
between where they are
right now in the Finals.
And you got to guarantee me that Jalen Johnson's not going to hurt.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I can't believe in that until he shows me. I know injuries happen and everything, but he's been injured. And he's been playing well when at both times he was injured.
That's right. The two years where he's been a starting piece.
Yeah.
Rotation.
He's finished.
Yeah, he's gotten hurt.
Yeah.
So that's a big if. Yeah. It's a big if.
That's my only thing. That's my only thing with him is that right there.
Yeah. It's hard to say how far the Hawks are away from anything, not knowing what the free agency class is going to look like this summer. But I think they're a good summer and some health, certainly away from being better than they are right now.
Yeah.
There's no reason why they shouldn't be out of the play-in round and maybe even on into the second round of the playoffs next year. But you know. Who knows? They might not get any free agents. It takes two to tango,
hell
man.
Yeah.
Just because you have money,
you got money
doesn't mean anybody wants it from you.
You can't strong on
them. No, you can't.
Hey, you coming to
it. It's not a draft. The free agency is not a draft. It doesn't go to whoever has the most money. You still have to want to come and play here. Brad is in Villa Rica. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. What's going on today?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, look, I got a question for both of you. Y'all can answer however y'all want to.
Okay.
Do you think the defensive coordinator of the Falcons, you think he went home that afternoon and took his belt off?
No.
I'll let y'all talk.
No.
See it.
I don't think so. Probably just because the dude's 21 years old.
Oh, man.
But I bet there was some physical contact that was made.
There's no, you can't tell me there wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You embarrassed my family. All right. That's mine. You part of that. So, yeah, I ain't going to say they beat him up or nothing like that.
Let me ask you this, and I know it's going to seem like it's related to this because it is, but let's separate it because I'm not asking you to punch Jax Ulbrich in the face. What I'm asking you is, if there was a person who did something that made you want to punch him, and it was a situation where it was embarrassing like this and it was awful, and you got a free punch, like that was the get back, here's the deal. That's the reciprocation you get is you get to punch him. No defense, however hard you want, wherever you want to punch him. What would your strategy be? Where would you punch him at?
In his face.
I know, but you know, face has parts.
Oh.
You go in nose, you go in jaw, you go in eye.
Oh, I'm going to go for that sweet spot, that like lower jaw.
Kind of right there.
Yeah.
Because I
want to knock his ass out.
Okay.
So we're going with a hook? Are we doing a Superman punch?
It don't even matter.
Uppercut?
It don't matter where it's going. Because long as
right hand, obviously.
The longest fist connects to face, I don't care what punch it is. But no, I want him to get dropped.
I was just thinking about this the other day because I was like, because so many people are like, we should be allowed to do this, that, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, if someone did something to me and then the judge was like, all right, here's the penalty. You get to punch him in the face one time, no defense. If he flinches, you get two, and you could do whatever you want. I'm going right hand, right cross. Right to the nose.
Okay.
I'm trying to break the nose.
Okay.
I think that would result in the most blood.
It would.
And pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to maximize pain and
blood.
I'm
just all about that. I mean, if you have to do something and you swing and blow, you hit somebody in the nose. You know that old when you hit them and the bone goes.
Right, you're going to kill him.
I worry about that.
Oh, yeah. But that's why I'm going from the side.
Yeah, but you never know.
He
might move his head or something.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if he flinches, I get to hit him again.
Yeah, but no. I think that's a nice jaw strike.
And don't get this confused. This is not what I'm saying should happen to the boy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if in the situation in your life, if that was the penalty that the judge handed down and you got to punch someone in the face for free.
Yeah, jaw.
Unguarded.
Yeah.
That happened to two of my buddies one time.
What happened?
Basically, they had been friends for a long time.
Okay.
And one of them dated a girl for a long time. They had dated. Strong feelings never went past that, but whatever. They broke up. The other one then, you know.
Dated the girl?
Yeah. No, not dated.
Oh.
The other one then slept with her.
Oh, okay.
And, you know.
How close are friends were they?
They were very good friends. Very, very good friends. And didn't tell him, obviously. And then he found out later about it and was furious, obviously.
How long later?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know how long lived, but they were like, they were close.
Okay.
Like, they were like, the next step was to get engaged and stuff like that.
Okay.
And they dated for a couple of years.
Okay.
And then he's, you know. So anyway, he was like, well, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. Like, that's not a good way to do it. That sucks. And then you lied about it and all that. And he was like, all right, how about this? You can punch me in the face. One punch. Mm. I won't move, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that'll fix it or whatever.
Right.
And he was like, no, that actually would. That would be great.
Right.
That'd be a good start.
Yeah.
And he just decked him, knocked him out.
There's nobody on this earth, and I do mean that I will let punch you in my damn face for anything.
But you probably wouldn't do that to a friend either,
No, I would not do that a friend. I've always been like, that was a rule that I had when I got the NFLs, all that. Okay, who is she? Oh, who did she date before? Oh, she messed with a teammate? I don't know about
it's a good rule.
Because of the feelings part about it. Like he could have been feeling her. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden they break up and you're gonna start messing with her.
Yeah, but there's also there was no guessing in this situation.
Yeah.
Those two people had been in love.
Yeah.
And then they broke up.
And he knew that.
And he was his best friend.
So
and then he slept with her.
That sounds like some they might have been messing around waiting together.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But there's nobody that I'm gonna
knock him smooth out though.
I don't feel
and now they're best friends again.
I ain't trusting that guy.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I don't really either.
Yeah, I ain't trusting that guy.
I don't really trust him either.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if he did that to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't he do that to anybody else?
Hey, damn sure would.
Yeah, I don't think
trust
so
him.
Too. Yeah. Snake in the grass.
Hey, man.
But he did get his nose broken,
snake
though.
Snake in the grass don't die easy.
It's true. They stay out there.
Yep.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, it's really bad.
That's bad.
Bad behavior. Don't be doing that.
Clifton always gives you exact change.
My takeaway of the day was the picture of Chipper with the pink birthday hat on.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It was very good.
Nantucket. Where all those tenderonis be at?
Yes.
That's what it says actually on the sign.
I believe.
When you get off the ferry.
You've been there.
You can't troubleshoot dumb.
Nope. He gets to put his body on top in a weird way.
Yes.
All chaps are assless.
Yes.
And when it comes to the Falcons, just keep that cup in the jock.
Yeah. Yeah, better.
Better.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.